لمسجد أسس على التقوى من أول يوم أحق أن تقوم فيه فيه رجال يحبون أن يتطهروا والله يحب المطهرين. These verses of the Quran Majid were revealed with regards to this Masjid of Masjid al-Quba. The translation is, surely the masjid that was erected upon taqwa, Allah consciousness, from the first day is more befitting that you stand for salah within it. In it are men who love physical and spiritual cleanliness, and Allah loves those who purify themselves. When this ayat was revealed, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Amr ibn Auf radiallahu anhu, on what type of taharat, purity, did you attract the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The people of Banu Amr replied, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after using cloths of earth, we make istinja, we cleanse the private areas, the private parts with water as well. Perhaps this twofold taharat, this double purity that we use, earned the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence we were praised in the Quran and Majid. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remarked, yes, this is the practice which has attracted Allah's recognition. You should stick firmly to this practice and remain attached to it. The date of Hijrah. The day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made his Mubarak presence in Quba during the journey of Hijrah was a Monday, and the date was the 8th of Rabiul Awal, 13 years after Prophethood. According to the scholars of Sirah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left Makkah Mukarramah on Thursday 27 Safar, following his stopover of 3 days in the Cave of Thawr. He left for Madinah Munawwara on a Monday, the 1st of Rabiul Awal. Travelling on the coastal route, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made his noble appearance in Quba on Monday afternoon, the 8th of Rabiul Awal. Following a short stay of a few days in Quba, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mounted his camel and departed for Madinah Munawwara on a Friday. En route lies the locality of the Banu Salim. Since the time of Jum'ah had set in, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed the Jum'ah Salah here. This was the first khutbah and Jum'ah in Islam. Today a masjid by the name of Masjid al-Jum'ah marks the spot. A very historic khutbah, a lecture was delivered on this occasion by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.